Well, hello there. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your hostess, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week we're getting up in arms. That's right. Can you even imagine what this episode is all about? Well, I'll give you two guesses, and one of them isn't one of the biggest IP vendors in the whole world, so... Oh, and before we get into some arm funny business, Amelia's Fish Fryin' Nerdy Giveaways are back. Yes, that's right. This week, I'm giving away an NXP development platform for the dual core, courtesy of our good friends and my sponsors at Newark Element 14. This kit is a high-performance, low-cost solution for developing DSP and MCU applications within a single architecture and development environment. And if you want one of these kits for your very own, one URL is all you need. element14.com/fishfry. Easy. Go there now. All right, let's get down to it. My guest is Dipesh Patel from ARM, and join us as we're talking about ARM's POP IP. That would be their processor optimization program, not, as it turns out, IP that helps you learn pop tunes. Weird. Let's find out why you want it and why they designed it. Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So first off, ARM has something called POP. Let's talk to me about that.
Okay. POP is a technology that we developed over the last 3 or 4 years. And the whole thing started because we were looking at processor implementation. At the time when we started the work, we were looking at Cortex-A9, which was our best, latest and greatest CPU at that point in time. And we found our customers were looking to get the best implementation of that CPU. And that meant exceeding 1 gigahertz of performance, which today seems not a lot. But in those days, on a 40 nanometer LP technology, that was a big deal. And so we formed a team that went off, and the challenge we set them was, go figure out how you're going to achieve that goal. And you have full flexibility to do whatever you need. And that's where the POP work came out of. So POP itself has three components. First component, it has optimized physical IP. So when the team started exploring how can we get to that goal, they realized they needed specific bits of physical IP that were tuned for the processor. So that's one of the first components that it has. The second component it has is the results that we achieve when we run through the design flow. So we document fully, not only what we achieved, whether it's 1 gigahertz, 2 gigahertz, but also what conditions we use to sign off the design, which is very important because that's the only way we can get a apples for apples comparison. Partners have specific sign-off requirements, which are tuned to their requirements, but we make an assumption during our design flow, so we capture all that. The third part of it is the recipe. How did we get to that 1 gigahertz, right? Which is very important because once you have the recipe, includes things like flow plans, includes things like why did we make particular choices on channel lengths or VTs or corners to optimize? Why did we use an algorithm to do that optimization? And what was that algorithm? So we capture all that. And that knowledge is very useful because when the partner gets access to the package, they get all three components, and they're able to replicate the results that we set out to achieve, which is great for them because it helps them with their time to market. And time to market is a big deal. As I think you said earlier, time is everyone's enemy. Everyone wants to get things done faster. And if you have a predictable path to getting to the end, it's very valuable. And our partners have seen that. So we've, over the last 3 years since we've launched the technology, we've had multiple customers that have used POPs at different process nodes and have come back to us. Because once they use it once, they like it. And then they can see the benefits it brings them. Not only does it give them the PPA that they are looking for, but they also get the time to market advantage.
So I saw recently, just a couple days ago, that you launched a new IP suite. Now, does this fit in with POP as well?
Yes, it does. And so the launch that we did at Computex on Monday this week was a set of solutions that are aimed at the mid-range smartphone market. Now, this is a new emerging market that we believe is going to be about 500 million units in the 2015-2016 timeframe. It's an emerging market because today we have high-end phones, smartphones like the one that you have, like the one I have, and feature phones. But in between, there's a growing requirement for a sort of medium-priced smartphone, which means it's not $500, it's more like $200 to $250 or maybe $300. And they are looking for features that are very similar to what you and I are using today, but in 2 or 3 years' time. So the solutions that we launch is addressing that. And we launched a number of things. We launched a new CPU called Cortex A12, and that's the successor to Cortex A9. So it's in the same sort of performance range, but we've done a lot better. In that band, we've created a CPU that offers about 40% more performance than what the Cortex A9 gives today in the same energy footprint. That's the important thing, is we are delivering a lot more performance in a very sweet spot for energy. Second thing we've launched is Mali GPU called the T622. So this is our 600 series GPUs, which brings GPU compute into the mid-range. Previously, GPU compute was only available in the high end. But in the 2015 and beyond timeframe, we do see the mid-range also needing this technology. So Mali 62 offers that. But it also does one other thing, which is it improves the power efficiency of the 600 series. And we see an increased power efficiency in the 62 GPUs. To go with that, we also launched a video processing unit called the Mali V500. And that brings 1080p, 60 frames per second, encode-decode technology into the mid-range. And this is one of our first video products that's come out. And that also offers unique features. For example, it has support for trust zone, so security and secure content can be handled. On top of that, we also have done enhancements in the video unit, to reduce the bandwidth that the GPU needs when it's transferring data through some new technology that we have embedded within the video, which brings further power savings. So now you have a mid-range solution that brings power savings across the board. CPU gets more performance, you get GPU compute, you get the video, and then to complement all that is the POP. So we launched the POP for the Cortex A12 as well as the Mali GPU for both TSMC's 28-nanometer HBM process as well as GlobalFoundries 28SLP.
Okay, Dipesh, how about a little bit about you personally? I believe you said you've been at ARM 17 years. Tell me a little bit about your career breadth at ARM.
It's 16 and a half, so I made a mistake. My apologies. I've been with ARM. I joined as a young engineer in Cambridge many years ago. I've done a number of things at ARM. I've done started off doing, like every engineer does, verification. And then we moved into design, and I did a lot of system architecture work. And then I got involved in implementation, implementing CPUs. So my whole history of physical IP, I feel, almost goes back to 12, 15 years ago when I started doing implementation. And then I took a detour and I went into R&D, and I managed the research group at ARM for 3 years before I moved out to California to do the physical IP activity. And until last year, I ran the engineering for physical IP at ARM, and now I've taken on the GM role in the last 12 months.
Very nice. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Dipesh. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it be nice, ladies and gentlemen, if you could have your digital cake and eat it too? What if you didn't have to choose between that picky but fantastic digital power supply and its nerdier but sturdier analog cousin? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that yes, the myth of a mixed digital and analog power supply is, well, no longer a myth. Yep, you can learn all about this new digitally enhanced analog power if you check out one of my newest Chalk Talks entitled Introducing Digitally Enhanced Power Analog. Steve Stella from Microchip Technology and I get into all sorts of exciting and, one might say, enlightening analog meets digital power supply business. And you can join us by clicking that link that says Introducing Digitally Enhanced Power Analog on this week's eejournal.com fish frying page. Okay, everyone, you have waited long enough. How about more details about this week's nerdy giveaway? That's right, courtesy of my good friends at Element 14, I'm giving away an NXP development platform for the dual core. This bad boy is equipped with NXP's dual core Cortex M4/M0 based LPC4357 microcontroller. Did you catch that those would be ARM cores? Yep. We've come full circle. The LPC4357 is an ARM Cortex M4-based microcontroller for embedded applications, which include an ARM Cortex M0 coprocessor. The Cortex M4 processor combines the benefits of a microcontroller with high-performance digital signal processing features, such as a single-cycle MAC, single-instruction multiple data techniques, saturating arithmetic, and a floating point unit. LPC4357 also includes a 1 megabyte flash memory, 136K of data memory, two high-speed USB 2.0 host devices, and a whole bunch of advanced configurable peripherals. If you want one of these super cool kits of your very own, go straight to element14/fishfry to enter, or you can click on that link on this week's Fish Frying page on EE Journal that says enter to win an NXP development platform for the dual core. Easy as that. Go there now. Your kid is waiting. And remember, if you haven't already, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal. Check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can also grab our Fish Fry and RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should be attending, or possibly that awesome geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of July 5th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.